Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for starting me. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having Walter Keitchel III back on the show. And Walter is a long-time, outstanding, highly credentialed journalist. He's the former managing editor at Fortune magazine. He is the former editorial director at Harvard Business Publishing, pretty influential position there as well. He's the author of a number of books, including the one I'm holding in my hand, which has become one of my new favorite books, The Lords of Strategy, The Secret Intellectual History of the New Corporate World. And he's our good friend now, Walter Keitchel III. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Welcome
back. It's good to have you here. Do they ever call you Trey?
Only down south.
Well, I guess I tipped my hand there, didn't I? and I have to say that I lived in the North a long time, and there's another term for the third that they do in the North. That's not quite as endearing as Trey is.
Well, I may be offline.
I'll talk to you about that a little bit later on. That's a good story.
Walter, you're up three sticks sometimes.
Yeah.
Roman numeral. So.
Walter, folks, Walter is the guy that introduced us to the idea of ideas. Not just having ideas, but giving your ideas a legitimacy to spend time letting your ideas flourish, letting them develop, letting them evolve, letting them become part of your world. Be as a manager, as a CEO, as a chief executive of your company, not feeling guilty if you take some time and contemplate an idea. What do you think, Walter?
I think that's exactly right. I mean, the people I write about who really invented modern corporate strategy, they thought of ideas as powerful tools, and these weren't ideas that they pulled out of the air. They were ideas that they developed from looking at their business situation and thinking about it in the ways that you're talking about, having business owners push back from the table and do.
Yeah. Well, the people who are in your profession, who are out there, a lot of people who are out there running, especially the small business media, they have the, if you listen to them, if you talk to them about what they're looking for in new content, they don't talk much about ideas. It's all about six ways to hire new the best people, or four ways to develop your business plan or whatever. Those are all important things. But those are all currently established. What they're looking for is currently established, tried, proven tactics, techniques, and best practices, tips and best practices. Those are all currently established. You and I both know that before those were, somebody had an idea about them.
That's exactly right. Somebody had an idea, well, wait a minute, this works this way, or if we do this, this happens. And that's what underlies and gives force to those, you know, seven things you must do now to accomplish a particular goal.
Well, when I do my, on the show and in my writing, we have both of those things. We have people who come on the show and they've got five reasons to do this and six ways to do that. And we do those kinds of things, and I write about those things. But sometimes I like to talk about ideas, and that's where I think my show is different from a lot of the podcasts that you see around, is that we try to find thinkers who want to come on the show and talk about ideas. So folks, if all you're looking for is you know, nine ways to to do this or that, then you know, you'll get that here, but you won't get that all the time. And Walter, this idea of being able to spend some time not feeling guilty about just sitting back and thinking about things, that's really important for small business owners, because a lot of times we have managers, but we don't let them manage. We expect production out of managers. And sometimes managers just need to think.
It's really true. You know, you may go in and you have a manager, and if he's not on his feet and talking to the frontline employees, if he's just sitting there looking at a piece of paper, you think, well, is he really doing his job?
Right.
Is he really doing his job? When actually he may be doing something even more important, which is figuring out what's going on.
Or where that division needs to be in 3 years.
Exactly so.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Walter Keitchel III, Trey as we call him around here, is going to be back with us right after these messages. The Lords of Strategy is his book. I really highly recommend it.
At least the mystery is gone. Tell the little things you say.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure. As always, to continue to be with you, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We built it just for you. It's a 12-and-a-half-year-old website. Lots of stuff there. It's been changed many times since then. We got lots of stuff there that you can use and you can find easily. We've got categories. We've got alphabets. We've got current stuff, new stuff on the front page there. And lots of easy navigation back and forth. You can do a lot of different things there, and I hope you check it out. If you're running a business or starting a business or growing a business, whatever stage of business cycle you're in, we've got something for you at smallbusinessadvocate.com. My blog's there too, my newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to that. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Walter Keitchel III is with us, folks. Walter is the author of The Lords of Strategy, a book that I highly recommend to you. And, Walter, we're talking about, and, folks, the strategy, when you say strategy, Walter, you know, on this show over the years, we've done a lot of business planning programming, a lot of, you know, goal setting and things like that. Tell us, remind us, we're going to talk about getting this to your front lines in a second, but remind us how strategy fits in with goals and objectives and planning.
Well, a lot of people, I think, confuse strategy with corporate planning. They're not exactly the same thing, particularly if you think that planning is trying to predict how many toasters you're going to be selling in Northwest Brazil in 3 years. Strategy, as it was developed by the modern inventors, really, at its base, just consists of understanding where you are in three dimensions or with respect to three different groups or things. The first is your costs. Mm-hmm. You've got to know really what your costs are authentically so you can price your products or your services mm-hmm. correctly. The second thing is understanding your customers and where you are with them. Are you a big part of their business, or do you have a large share, small share of their business? What are they buying your product or service for? And then the third thing is your competitors. Who are they? How are they changing? Are there new potential competitors lurking over the horizon that you're going to run into next week? You can make a plan without having a knowledge of those three C's, but it's
You're not going to last long without
that.
You're
not going to last long. Uh-uh. Yeah.
No, I've seen businesses that tried to price their product without really knowing what their costs were, and they didn't last long.
Right. No, it was a fatal mistake.
So could we say that strategy is internal due diligence?
In many respects, it is.
Would that be a good way to think of it?
It's certainly internal due diligence with respect to things like your costs and going in and finding out what you know about your customers.
And see, due diligence, folks, is nothing more than being diligent by looking under every rock to find out everything you can possibly about that particular issue. If it's external or internal, you're trying to make sure that you're not surprised. To me, if I had to say what is the purpose of due diligence, it would be to not be surprised.
I think that's a really good definition. I mean, you're always going to be something will creep up and surprise you, but if you can minimize the number of surprises you encounter,
I've always said that in business, you know, so I don't like surprises. Surprises are for birthdays.
Yeah, right.
All right, now, so I want to come back now to this idea of of our managers. One of my big complaints is I've worked with small businesses now for the last 20 plus years directly, nothing but that. Either working for them when they were my clients or now in my role now, is seeing people who will promote someone to a manager. They get their business to the scale where they need managers. But they won't, for example, and the best example is a sales manager. They finally say, okay, I've got four salespeople. I need a manager. They'll hire or promote somebody to manager, and they'll say, okay, you're my sales manager, but you also have this territory over here. The concept of that manager having nobody to sell to is completely foreign to a lot of small businesses.
Right.
Because, my goodness, what's he going to do all day? I mean, what has he got to do? Manage what? I mean,
Right. They
can't imagine that person would sit in her office and say, okay, what's the best use of my people? Where, how can I, you know, and there's plenty of things to do, aren't there?
There is. That's the nature of managerial work. I mean, I don't know a single manager or executive who doesn't have more inventory of things that she or he needs to be doing in a given day than he has hours in the day to do it.
Now, and here's your benchmark. Here's your standard. If they're not getting their job done, if they're not selling, and they're also not motivating other people to sell, then you got a problem. Then you fix that.
Right.
But if they're managing, purely managing 100%, and their department is accomplishing your goals, what do you care?
Exactly. You can pretty clearly determine whether they're adding value or not. If you can benchmark what was the sales force doing before they were installed and what are they doing now.
If you have a manager and they're not taking ownership of their sector, their division, their department, if they're not taking ownership of it enough, then at least once a quarter they're not bringing you a big idea. And you can define what a big idea is, how tall that is. If they're not bringing you a big idea at least once a quarter, in my opinion, you don't have a management scenario there. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. But I also think that to do that, you got to communicate to them, hey, I expect you to bring me in a big idea. I also expect you to bring me in the latest news from what we're hearing from the folks about.
Yeah.
How we're selling and who we're selling against and what's selling well and what's not selling well and what are our customers saying about our products? What are their complaints? What do they love?
This price isn't competitive. This
exactly.
Product isn't competitive, boss. Are we sure we know what our costs are?
Right. And I'm kind of surprised sometimes, and particularly with small businesses, but it's true of big companies too, is how seldom the central management or the top management asks the people on the front lines or the managers who are in charge of the people on the front lines bring them back that kind of information.
We'll come back after these messages. Walter's going to help us push this strategy idea, folks, all the way out to the front lines. He can do it for us. Until I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Walter Keichel is our guest. K-I-E-C-H-E-L. K-I-E-C-H-E-L. Keichel. If you're Googling him, Walter III, the Lords of Strategy. Walter, I am saying your name correctly, aren't I?
Well, I answer to any pronunciation. It's impossible to spell or pronounce, Jim, but more people call me Keichel than Keichel.
Keichel.
But I'll
Keichel.
Take it either way.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess the I throws me there, but I'm glad I asked. You know, with a name like Blassingame, I try to make sure I say other people's names correctly.
I know the
Walter
drill.
Keichel. I'm gonna make a phonetic note here. Now that we found you, you know, Walter, we're like the Hotel California. Once we find you, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. And so now that we found you, I'll make my notes there. Walter, by the way, the Lords of Strategy, folks, I encourage you to check out the book. Walter, tell us how we can find it.
You can find it anywhere online, whether Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Borders.com, 1-800-CEO-READ, or even at the Harvard Business Press site, which is the publisher of the book.
Right.
And then it has its own website, too, thelordsofstrategy.com. It'll tell you more about the business and has the blog. And so
you're still doing a lot of writing for different websites and that sort of thing, too, aren't
you? I am.
So check out Walter's byline wherever you find it, and if you Google him, you'll be able to find those. Okay, how do we're talking about ideas, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the book is about strategy, But at the heart of strategy is the idea of ideas. And I love saying that, and I always give Walter credit for making me think that way, the idea of ideas. And Walter, how do we get the people out there who we're requiring to turn the screws, you know, to lift the to do the heavy lifting on them in the marketplace, all that sort of thing. How do we get them to do that, to do those big muscle motor skill things? How do we get them then to do the fine motor skill stuff?
Well, the most important thing is just to ask them. I mean, to ask them again and again, to make them understand, or get them to understand that part of their job is you're not just looking for their strong hands and broad backs and their ability to turn the wrench. You also want to get the benefit of their minds. By asking them to say, you know, what are you seeing that's different? Or how is this working? Or what are you hearing from the customers that you're dealing with? Or what are you hearing from your suppliers? Mm-hmm. And really build that into your conversations with those people. It's not just how many did you sell today, but, gee, do you see changes in the market about this? Mm-hmm. Or we got any new competitors coming in?
You know, and I think people will be surprised. You don't have to train your people to learn how to get this information for you. They're seeing it before anybody sees it, and they're ready to talk to you about it.
If you ask them
the question, but more than likely, if you don't ask them, they may keep it to themselves.
Well, and I don't know anybody who doesn't like to talk about their work, or if you ask them about it in the right way. And so I think, yes, exactly. There are folks out there who are thinking of doing this work all day long, thinking about, oh, gosh, well, this problem, what's causing it? But oftentimes their managers don't ask them about that. And it can also have a really powerful effect on their motivation and morale to be asked, to be consulted, to be brought into this process of as a kind of a partner in developing the important ideas or the competitive advantages that your company's going to need.
Well, and if your people are feeling frustrated because they're not getting their job done, you're frustrated with them because they're not getting their job done, maybe there are other reasons. Maybe it's something that you're doing. As you say, your costs aren't right and you're charging, you know, your prices out of line with your competitor. You haven't figured out how to sell the value of a higher price. And so I think what's important to remember, though, Walter, is they're probably not going to give you the aha moment. They're going to give you a piece of the information that you're going to blend into what you know and what you're discovering yourself. Then it becomes an aha moment, right, doesn't it?
Exactly. Well, one of the ideas is tools. A lot of the power of idea comes because they reflect pattern recognition. You hear that from your salesman in one area, your mm-hmm. saleswoman in another area. You get all these data bits, and you get those together, and then all of a sudden you can see the pattern in there that maybe explains what's going on,
right.
Why you've got a problem.
Exactly. And so, folks, think about this. Think about strategy. You know, think about how it's different from goal setting, from budgets that you're working on, from business planning. Strategy is more about the idea of ideas. Walter Kieschel is our guest. He's the author of The Lords of Strategy, and it's Walter Kieschel III, or as they call him in the South, Trey. Hey, Walter, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Jim, thanks so much.
We'll see you next time. You got a lot more to teach us. We'll get you back again real soon.
Thanks so much.
Walter Kieschel, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.